beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. Yesterday, I got a gift. It was a box of snacks that reminded me of someone special. Thanks to my friend from back home who sent me that snack box. She, of course, did not know that it was so special. That the snacks which were homemade reminded me of my grandmother. As a child, vacation meant going home from the boarding school to my maternal family home. It meant going to spend 2 whole months with my grandparents. It meant being with my grandmother, enjoying her company, her food, her chats with her neighbors, her morning prayers, and the temple visits accompanying her, walking across paddy fields and having long chats about monsoon, about frogs, about everything under the sun. My grandmother, my mother's mother, has been more of a mother to me while I was growing up. She was a simple person, full of love, and always working around the home. She would cook delicious food, keep all the snack boxes full at all times. She smelled of cooking oil and love. All of it later reminding me of my early childhood. She was very religious, woke up early in the morning and did her prayers. And I often woke up listening to her prayers or the fragrance of incense sticks and camphor as she offered her prayers to her several gods. One day, when I had turned an adult, she passed away. It was a New Year's Eve, and she had been sick for some time. Not actually sick, but old age had caught up with her, and her body had begun to wither. She had turned into a person who exuded love and nothing else. There was warmth, even as her frail, cold hands hugged your face, or as she held your hands with a smile on her face. But then she left one day while in her sleep. I had gotten up early that day, checked in her room, and saw her fast asleep. I did not realize that she was gone. But she had gone, and the room had fallen silent. I didn't feel the morbidity of death. I merely felt the room cold, and her smiles seemed to play around in the room. Grief was yet to kick in. The disbelief was holding back my tears. I sat around as her body was being taken away. There was numbness and nothing else. Yes, it took me several days to realize that she was in fact gone. She was me now. She was my memories. She was my genetic code. She was the love she had showered on me over time. She was the fragrance of incense and camphor. She was the chants I still remembered from my childhood. She was me. She was the love I cherished in my heart. It took me years to settle these thoughts as grief gave way and a kind of tranquility set in. Now, as I think of her, I feel myself enveloped in love. The warmth of her love fills my eyes with tears of gratitude. The thought that I carry her in my memories, the fact that she will live with me till my dying moments, gives me solace, comforts me always. As we grow older, one thing that connects us all is the fact that we have already experienced the pain of loss and have gone through the process of grieving. It is not easy. In fact, it is torturous. It feels like you have nothing more to live for. It feels you prefer to die than to live through this agony. It seems like you will never get over the pain. Sometimes you think you're fine and then the tears return. It feels not like an emotional pain. It feels physical, as if your heart will just stop or tear apart in pain. You cry. You try to sleep through. or you go for that drink that helps you forget it, but nothing works. And then one day you realize you have cured yourself of it. In fact, you realize you have embraced the person, allowed the dead, dear one to be a part of you, and you move on with nothing but the best memories and the warmth of belongingness.